When it comes to the ways animals communicate with each other, you might think we've got a pretty good handle on their methods. Birds sing, cats purr, cows moo. But as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, new tools are allowing a group of scientists at UNH to listen into animal conversations that we didn't even know were happening before.
I'm inside a lab at UNH, where master's student Mia Phillips is about to open up a little plastic container. It looks like it might be leftovers.
So careful, it kind of smells. There we go.
So this is a dead mouse?
Yeah, that's a dead mouse rolled up in a ball by two parent beetles.
Turns out it is leftovers, just not for us. It's for a pair of American burying beetles. Now, these bugs earn their name by working with a mate to bury small dead critters they find lying around. Then they lay their eggs near the carcass, which becomes baby food. And the reason Phillips is tending to a flock of hundreds of these beetles here in the lab is because she's trying to solve a riddle about how they communicate. See, when the beetles are burying a corpse, they seem to be talking. Phillips plays me a recording she made in the lab.
Yeah, so like the obvious question is like, what does that mean? Like, what are they saying?
That's a difficult enough question already. But there's a twist. Burying beetles are deaf. So why would they make a noise that they can't even hear?
So I've got an embroidery hoop with nylon stretched over it, which is really just pantyhose.
In another part of the lab, Philip shows me a contraption that she hopes will answer that question. A laser vibrometer, which can detect minute vibrations, is aimed at a patch of pantyhose. This laser will test her hypothesis that the beetles aren't so much talking with each other as they are vibrating with each other. Phillips puts a beetle on the pantyhose. She uses a miniature leash to keep it from wandering off. Then the laser converts any vibrations it detects into an audio signal that humans can hear. It's the first time anyone has ever done this with this species.
What we've discovered is that there's a whole world of communication taking place that we've been entirely unaware of it.
That's Dan Howard. He's a professor of biology at UNH who oversees this research. He says there are a lot of firsts happening in this field of vibrational animal communication right now. That's because the lasers that are required to listen in have only recently become affordable for most labs. But Howard says now that they can eavesdrop on the insects, it's a little like Horton hears a who. That's the Dr. Seuss book, where Horton the elephant is the first creature in the jungle to hear the tiny whoos that live on a speck of dust.
He was splashing, enjoying the jungle's great joys, when Horton the elephant heard a small noise.
And that makes Howard and the grad students who study with him a bit like Horton. And there's plenty more for them to hear. Scientists estimate there are millions of insect species using vibrational communications, and they've only just begun to catalog them.
We could probably go out into College Wood in the summer, once all the insects are out and active, and find some small leafhopper or thornhopper and record it and be the first person to have ever done that for that particular species.
The insect vibrations that scientists have described suggest a truly bizarre soundscape is just waiting to be discovered. Take, for instance, the jumping spider. Biologists think that's part of the spider's complex mating ritual. Then there's the tree hopper, an insect similar to a cicada that looks like a little leaf. It sends vibrations like this through the stem of a plant. Now that scientists are clued in to this hidden world, it's raising all sorts of questions and possible applications. For instance, one of Phillips' experiments is designed to figure out if vibrational noise from a wind turbine could interfere with the burying beetle's communication. In Italy, researchers are trying to use vibrations to deter pest insects from feeding on vineyards. But beyond the practical applications, just knowing that the insects communicate like this might change the way we feel about them. Because once you know that they can talk, they start to seem just a little more like a person. And After all, a person's a person,
no matter how small.
For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.